local football, Phillips Loggers, in action this past week, and head coach Steve Precor, nice enough to join us. Steve, good morning to you.
Morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you betcha. What a game. Holy cow. I was looking at some of the stats on Friday night's game. A lot of offense. This was a crazy game there, Coach.
There was a lot of offense. A lot of very good individual effort, a lot of good team effort. But the offensive stats were off the charts.
Yeah, yeah.
It ended up boiling down to a game of two-point conversions.
Yeah, you ended up getting the victory in this game over Rib Lake, 56-38. Going into this, did you see this coming? I mean, did you think that both teams, obviously defensively, you want to shut them down, but did you see the talent that they had and the possibility of this being a shootout?
We did. They have an excellent offensive line, and then talent Scheitower and the young Tucker Phillips, I believe his name, they were fantastic football players, big, physical. I think Talon ran the ball 36 or 37 times. He was tough to tackle on the 37th carry. So it was they're a good football team, well coached, disciplined, and they're just going to keep getting better and better. But it was certainly a heavyweight fight that we anticipated that we would need to be clean, offensively and defensively, and fortunately we keep coughing the football up, and it hurts us at times, but we were resilient and bounced back, and I thought our kids played very well.
322 yards rushing for the Loggers, 290 for Rib Lake, and anytime you have success running like that, as you know, Coach, then the defenses start saying, well, we got to get up there and we got to shut down the run. Then that opens up some passing, because both teams had success throwing the ball too.
Exactly, and the only way you get teams out of the box when you're a running team is you have to be able to throw a little bit. And like I said, both of us had success in the air. Theirs were a little bit different, little shorter passes, a lot of completion, kind of an extension of their run game, and ours a few more deeper balls to try to get them out of the box to let our offense set up. And we were fortunate that we had some big scoring plays. You know, those one- or two-play drives where you score from 50 yards, you have a lot less opportunity to make a mistake when you score a 50-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
You have 15-play drive, mistakes can start to happen. You know, fumbles, penalties, etc. So fortunately, we had a few of the big plays that got us out in the front.
Yeah, your junior, Aaron Delasky, He did as an impersonation of Trigg Mohlman from last year. 13 rushes, 171 yards, averaging over 13 yards a carry, and 3 touchdowns. That's a career night for most people.
That is, yes, absolutely. And he is playing the same position as Trigg this year. So when we have a game like last week or the week prior when Shade and Zine goes off for 200 yards, you start to key on that, and it opens the door for Aaron to have a huge game.
Yeah, Shea Denzine completed just the 3 passes, but he made them count. 1 for 60, 1 for 20, 1 for 18. Like you mentioned, those big plays were there for you.
They were. And I know we always say that we don't pass a lot, but when you run the ball effectively, your passing game can become effective. And Shea's done a very good job of owning it, learning how to sell the play action and complete those passes to make big plays. And we have some pretty awesome weapons right now.
Yeah, and for you to put 56 points on the board, like you said, usually if you don't take care of the ball, you know, and you don't have that, and you got that yellow flag playing, usually it doesn't end well for you, but your team able to get through that.
We were able to overcome it. And like I said at the beginning, we scored 7 touchdowns, and we had 7 two-point conversions. That's pretty significant. You know, and I believe Rib Lake scored 6 touchdowns and had 1 two-point conversion. That's where the gap just all of a sudden comes. So we preach importance of it, and you could see it in the game on Friday.
Yeah, it was a fun game for the fans to watch. There's no doubt about it. And a big conference win for you over Rib Lake. Let's look ahead to this week. Who do we have coming up this week, Coach?
We have Prentice this week.
Okay.
So we get to follow Tony and his program every week this year.
Okay.
so we have Prentice coming in, or actually we had two Prentice, and they're a big football team. Like as far as they have some some absolute size on their offensive and defensive line. Their backs are big. Their safeties or their receivers are big. They have a nice group of kids. They're athletic. I think that the biggest thing for them is, can they stay? Can they keep their wind? Can they keep their endurance up for an entire game? Because I think beginning of the game, it's going to be tough to push some of them boys around.
Yeah. This is a great way to start off this rivalry with Shawamigan, Prentice, Riblake, and yourself, because all the teams are competitive. There's no doormat in the league to kick off this rivalry. This is pretty cool.
It certainly is. Everyone's competitive. These kids know each other, which is great. They play each other in basketball. Most of them are friends, some way, shape, or form, off the court or off the field. It's fantastic. It's really nice to have a conference as close and as tight as we are right now.
Yeah, some fun, good, competitive games for the kids.
I'm sure there's some ribbing going on at work. Somebody's son plays for Prentice, somebody's son plays for Phillips, etc. Which makes it kind of fun, too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Coach, we look forward to covering you Friday night down in Prentice. Jeff Haken will be there to call the game at 98Q at 7 o'clock. Thanks for taking time to join us, Coach. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Yep, Coach Steve Precourt, head coach of the Phillips Loggers. We will archive these at 98QCountry.com. If you missed our interview with Coach Morgan or with Coach Precourt, listen for the Coach's Show